This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey, baby, what's your hurry? Relax and don't you worry. We're gonna fall in love. We're on the road to romance, that's safe to say. But let's make all the stops along the way.
You only need to make one stop. And where is that one stop? I tell you, it's here. Where's here? Well, Studio One at Radio Hawke's Bay. And it is just after 10 a.m. on the last day of October 2025. Yes, friends, it's Friday, the 31st of October 2025. Christmas looms ever closer, doesn't it? Well, here I am, as normal, live at a Studio One at Radio Hawke's Bay. And I'm going to be here until noon today, bringing you my selection of easy jazz music. Different genres, perhaps, now and then, but still easy jazz. Now, how are you getting me? How are you listening to me? Well, if you're on your local radio, you could be on 1431 AM or 104.7 FM. But if you're not on your radio set, then you could be having used your smart device. You could be listening to me through www.radiohawkesbay.org.nz. And that's our live stream that broadcasts all around the world. Okay, let's get on with some music. Regular listeners will know that the last track from last week that you only get a little bit of is the first track of the new week. And here is the tune that you didn't get much of last week. The song is called The Joint is Jumping. It was written by Andy Razaf, Fats Waller and J.C. Johnson, first released by Fats Waller and his Rhythm in 1937. I have it as recorded in 1988 with Jack Sheldon on vocals and trumpet, Ray Sherman on piano, Doug McDonald on guitar, Dave Stone on bass, and Gene Estes on the drums. And here is the gang just bringing us this jumpy, jumpy tune. And this will make your feet tap, I betcha. This joint is a jumpin'.
This joint is jumping, it's really jumping. Come on, cats, check your hats. I mean, this joint is jumping. Piano thumping, dancers bumping. This here spot is more than hot. In fact, the joint is jumping. Check your weapons at the door. Be sure to pay your quarter. Burn your leather on the floor. Grab anybody's daughter. The roof is rocking. The neighbor's knocking. We're all bummed when the wagon comes. I mean, this joint is jumping. We'll be right back. At the door, be sure to pay your quarter. Burn your leather on the floor, grab anybody's daughter. The roof is rocking, the neighbor's knocking. We're all bummed when the wagon comes. I mean, this joint is jumping. This joint is jumping. It's really jumping. We're all bummed when the wagon comes. I mean, this joint is jumping.
I bet that one woke you up, didn't it? Should have done. Wow, I'd have my feet tapping, I'll tell you that. That was a 1988 recording made by the Jack Sheldon Quintet. And the song was called, actually, it is actually called The Joint is Jumpin'. But Jack Sheldon, on his vocals, said he did it differently. This joint is jumpin'. But anyway, doesn't matter, does it? Whether it's this or that, that or this, doesn't make any difference. What a great way to start the show. Wow, some great musicians too, eh? Okay, going on from Jack Sheldon with Jumping Joints. In 1956, the British bandleader Ted Heath and his music, remember, Ted Heath never said Ted Heath and his orchestra. He always referred to the orchestra as his music. So, in 1956, British bandleader Ted Heath and his music performed live at the Carnegie Hall in New York. The event was completely recorded from start to finish by London Records, and I have an example of what they recorded. The tune you're going to hear Ted Heath and his music perform was written by Bill Russo, and the tune is called Procession. You know, procession, like walking one after the other? Good. Ted Heath and his music. And this is from 1956. And the tune is Procession. Bit of chatting going on first.
This party calls Procession. We'll be right back.
Well, the audience were very enthusiastic there, weren't they? The music was brought to us by Ted Heath and his music. And the recording was made live at the Carnegie Hall in New York in 1956. The tune was called Procession and was written by Bill Russo. Now, Bill Russo was an American composer, arranger, bandleader, and believe it or not, in 1955, he moved to London, England. And there, he started the London Jazz Orchestra, which still continues to this day. Bill then went back to the USA. He died, I think, in about 2003, but that was an example of his composition. Now, I've got a recording here from 1937 with a band that showed a lighter form of jazz. And we have Charlie Shavers on trumpet, Buster Bailey clarinet, Russell Procopi on alto sax, Billy Kyle on piano, O'Neill Spencer on drums, and the band leader, John Kirby, is playing the double bass. And the tune you're going to hear is one written by John Kirby, and it is called simply Blue Sides. What do you think of that then, eh? Now, it may have been called Blue Sides, but as you probably heard, it's based on Irving Berlin's 1926 tune, which was called Blue Skies. Now, I don't know how John Kirby got away with using blue skies as the main route, if you like, to this composition he called Blue Sides. But it doesn't matter. It was good, wasn't it? Yeah, another toe tapper. God, we're doing well here this morning, aren't we? Time is now 10:22 a.m. on this Friday, the 31st of October, 2025. Now, in the UK, there is a harmonica player called Jim Watkins. Now, he really can play the harmonica. And you can make your own mind up in a minute when you've heard Jim play a tune written in 1953 by Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke. And that tune is called Here's That Rainy Day. Now, you jazz fans will obviously have heard that, played and sung by numerous musicians over the years. But this is the one that Jim Watkins is playing for us. Now, what he did, he had the harmonica, but he's got a Roland keyboard. And on these keyboards, these flash keyboards, you can create an orchestra. And what Jim did on this was he created an orchestra, and the orchestra played as he played the harmonica. So here's Jim Watkins, and he's playing for us. Here's That Rainy Day.
Thank you.
You know, Jim Watkins, who just heard there playing Hear That Rainy Day, he always said, I'm an amateur. I'm just an amateur who likes to play the mouth organ or the harmonica. He might have thought he was an amateur, but listening to his music, I think he's far more than an amateur. In fact, I reckon his harmonica playing is probably close and on a par to the famous harmonica player, Toots Thielemans. I said he'd created a band on his Roland keyboard. Now, up until about the mid-1980s-ish, if you wanted to record a song and you didn't have a band, they would bring in musicians to back you. And the most famous of these were a crowd of guys who called themselves the Wrecking Crew. Now, they backed all different kinds of artists in the late 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s. In the 80s and 90s, you had musicians who did the same on rock and pop. Now, one of the reasons that these guys lost their jobs was because people like Roland and Hammond were bringing in these synthesized machines. So why did you have to pay six musicians to back someone when you could just make up your own band? And it was the death of many, many backing performers. Just a little bit of interest for you folks. Now, you know me, I like to promote local artists. And I'm going to bring you a couple of songs that were written by our local composer and lyricist, Mr. Chris Negus. And the first one, the song is called Believe in Someone. And the musicians, I don't know who the musicians were. I know this track was recorded in London, in the UK, at a proper recording company. So have a listen to Chris Negus' song, Believe in Someone, brought to us by a gentleman with a band at a UK London recording studio. I'll just repeat. Chris Negus, local composer and lyricist, and here is his tune called Believe in Someone.
Surely I reach out for someone. Take my hand as I give it to you. Now is the time for that someone to be kind. Someone, that first kiss, what a someone. Every hour of each day loving me. How I'd love to believe in someone. Then the dark skies will be so blue. Won't you try to be mine, and you'll see the sunshine every time I look at you. Slowly my arms squeeze at someone. Close your eyes as I start holding you. Someone will at last feel the same as I do. Slowly my arms squeeze at someone. Close your eyes as I start holding you. I must believe that someone will at last feel the same as I do. Will at last feel the same as I do.
Okay, that tune called Believe in Someone was composed by our local composer and lyricist, Mr. Chris Negus. I don't have the name of the gentleman who sang that particular song or who the musicians were, but pretty professional, wasn't it? I'm going to bring you another one written by Chris Negus now. And this again was recorded in a London recording studio. And this time we got a lady vocalist, and she's singing a song Chris wrote called Love's Fallen Apart. Chris Negus.
Left me sighing, it's fallen apart, it's broken my heart, now I'm sighing. What can I do now? It's hard to adjust, but try to, I must, I don't know how. Thank you. that I want to speak can't be spoken. I want to die now. He's drifted away. There's nothing to say but goodbye now.
Okay, two for the price of one. That's what you had there. Both tunes that you heard, firstly, Believe in Someone, and that second one played, sung by that lady vocalist, Love's Fallen Apart, both composed and the lyrics written by our local composer and lyricist, Chris Negus. I always, always promote local artists. The time is now 10:40. AM, of course, and you are listening to this live program of Easy Jazz with me, John Ripman, coming to you at a Studio One at Radio Hawke's Bay. Beyond the Sea, remember that one? It's an English language version of the original song written in French called La Mer, the sea, yeah? And it was written by a Frenchman called Charles Trenet, but it was popularized with the English lyrics by Bobby Darin in 1959. Now, while the original French version was, if you like, a song to the sea, Jack Lawrence, who wrote the English lyrics for Bobby Darin, turned it into a love song. Listen for yourselves. 1959 recording, Bobby Darin singing the English lyrics of Beyond the Sea.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing. Somewhere beyond the sea, she's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms I'd go sailing. It's far beyond a star, it's near beyond the moon. I know beyond a doubt, my heart will lead me there soon. We'll meet beyond the shore, we'll kiss just as before. Happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing. Just as before, happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing. No more sailing, so long sailing.
That was a big hit for Bobby Darin in 1959. And he sang for us, as I explained at the beginning, the English lyrics written by Jack Lawrence of a song that was originally in French called La Mer. And Jack Lawrence wrote the English lyrics and turned it into Beyond the Sea. Great, great big band behind Bobby Darin there. He was a great singer, you know, Bobby Darin. Really was. Now, don't forget, I do not stop for news, sport and weather at 11 o'clock, okay? I just carry on playing music. I have on number two CD player right now a 1957 recording of the clarinetist Bob Keane and his orchestra. And they're going to perform for us a song which was written by George and Ira Gershwin. And this song came from their opera, which they produced and which played in 1935. And the opera was called Porgy and Bess. This particular tune is one that comes up in Porgy and Bess. And it's called It Ain't Necessarily So. Bob Keane.
It ain't necessarily so. It ain't necessarily so. The things that you're liable to read in the Bible, it ain't necessarily so.
There, some of the lyrics. Now, Bob Keane and his orchestra played a really, really nice up-tempo adaptation of It Ain't Necessarily So. Now, George Gershwin, brilliant pianist, brilliant composer, wrote lots of jazz, wrote operas, operettas, but he died aged 38 from a brain tumour. So just think what might have happened if he hadn't been struck down by this brain tumour. What other music, great music, would we have got from George Gershwin? His brother, of course, Ira, who wrote lyrics, he continued on for many years. But very clever the way they took that song, It Ain't Necessarily So, where the singer is basically saying, do you really believe that Jonah lived in a whale? You know, and do you believe that David beat Goliath? Brilliantly written, with brilliant lyrics too. Right. What do we got now? Let's Face the Music and Dance, a song published in 1936 by Irving Berlin for a movie called Follow the Fleet. And this song, Let's Face the Music and Dance, was introduced in the film by none other than Mr. Fred Astaire. I have a recording made in 1962 for Capitol Records where the song Let's Face the Music and Dance is sung by Mr. Vic Damone.
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Before the fiddlers have played, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have a chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance, dance. Let's face the music and dance. To shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance, dance. Let's face the music, that mother music. Let's face the music and dance.
Wow, I couldn't keep a note that long, but Mr. Vic Damone did. That was a 1962 recording that Vic Damone made for Capitol Records of Irving Berlin's 1936 tune, Let's Face the Music and Dance. Something different now. Vaya con Dios was written by Larry Russell, Inez James and Buddy Pepper in 1953. And Les Paul and Mary Ford recorded the most popular ever recording of Vaya con Dios, also in 1953. Capitol Records released it. It reached number one on both the Billboard bestseller, and it topped the cash box charts. You better stand by, because up next, just for you, is Vaya con Dios, my darling.
Hacienda's dark, the town is sleeping. Now the time has come to part, the time for weeping. Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios, my love. Now the village mission bells are softly ringing. If you listen with your heart, you'll hear them singing. Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios, my love. Wherever you may be, I'll be beside you. Although you're many million dreams away, each night I'll say a prayer to guide you, to hasten every lonely hour of every lonely. The dawn is breaking through a great tomorrow, but the memories we share are there to borrow. Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios, my love.
Now, as I said, that particular recording of Vaya con Dios by Les Paul and his then wife, Mary Ford, was a huge hit for them back in 1953. And they made a few bob out of that, believe you me, as did Capitol Records, who released that particular recording. Do you remember, if you're old enough, do you remember an American group called the Platters? Perhaps you're too young, but people of my age would. And they had a massive hit, believe it or not, in 1958. And their massive hit was a song written by Jerome Kern and Otto Harbach in 1933 for a musical comedy called Roberta. Now, if you're switched on and you actually think, oh, no, hang on, Platters, the Platters, 1958, massive hits. Oh, what did Jerome Kern and Otto Harbach write? Yeah, you're right. Smoke gets in your eyes. And here is that 1958 recording by the Platters of Smoke Gets in Your Eyes.
Inside. cannot be denied. They said someday you'll find all who love are blind. Oh, when love's on fire, you must stay alive. Smoke gets in your eyes. So I chant them and I gaily laugh to think they could doubt my love. Yet today my love has flown away. I am without my love. I cannot hide. So I smile and say, when a lovely flame dies, smoke gets in your eyes.
Smoke gets in your eyes.
Yeah, massive hit for the Platters in 1958. Now, that particular song, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, it is a jazz standard. It is part of the American songbook. And you will find that, as opposed to the Platters singing with a very lush violin orchestra behind them, the jazz musicians in small groups, trios, quartets, they will play Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. So it is a jazz standard, but the Platters did, that was a huge success for them. Really was, back in 1958. I can remember that. Shows you how old I am, doesn't it? Anyway, folks, it's 2 minutes past 11, and I'm not going to do my promo just yet. I'll do it after this one. I'm going to bring to you someone you've probably never heard before. It's an English singer called Simon Gilbert. He trained as a baritone and he worked as a musical performer. Do you remember there used to be a show on television called The Black and White Minstrel Show years and years ago? He was in that. He's worked as a musical and operatic performer. He's also been a singing teacher, and he founded a very successful choir project that is called Let the People Sing. So I'm going to let Simon Gilbert sing, and he's backed by a studio orchestra, and he's going to sing for us a song composed by Kurt Weill and Ogden Nash in 1943. Here's the English singer Simon Gilbert with this song, which is called Speak Low.
Adrift, swept apart too soon. Speak low, darling, speak low. Love is a spark lost in the dark too soon. And always too soon. Time is so old and love so brief. Love is pure gold and time a thief. Descends, everything ends too soon. Too soon I wait, darling, I wait. Will you speak low to me, love to me and soon?
That's the only time you will hear me play Mr. Simon Gilbert on this radio show. I do, as you know, occasionally bring things in from left field. That man has done so much for music, particularly in the UK. And I wanted to play him singing Speak Low. I listen to every track, but listening to it again today, he seemed to be sort of stretching a bit near great vibrato. Anyway, he sang a beautiful jazz number called Speak Low, and he recorded that. It's from an album put out by Pegasus Entertainment. And the album is called Songs from the Musicals. And there are, I think, something like 13 tracks. And he sings on every one of them. Anyway, time for my promo. I have to tell you about Radio Hawke's Bay. Radio Hawke's Bay, we have been going since 1995. Originally, we were named Radio Kidnappers. And people got completely confused and they could never remember Radio Kidnappers. It was Cape Kidnapper Radio and various other things. And about 3 years ago, we decided to rebrand and we became Radio Hawke's Bay. Now, the studio is, the station is in the heart of Hastings, a city in the North Island of New Zealand. And Radio Hawke's Bay broadcasts 24 hours a day, 365 days of the year. We go out on two radio frequencies, 1431 AM and 104.7 FM. But we also have a live stream that goes all around the world. And we are heard in many, many countries overseas. We are not, as you might think, a complete music station. No, we're not. I have this program called Easy Jazz with John Ribman, and I've been doing this since 2006. My friend Ian Hunt, he has his show, Two for Jazz, and that goes out on a Tuesday and a Wednesday from 4 till 6. I'll get it right for you, Ian. 4 to 6 p.m. We do have lots of music programs, and we do all the genres. You can hear classical music. You can hear opera, operetta. You can hear traditional jazz. You can hear country and western, or anything, everything and everything. But we're not principally a music station. We have many other programs that do not have a trace of music. And they're programs that talk to you about various things that are encountered in people, by people in the world today. Now, you've heard me say a couple of times already today, this www.radiohawkesbay.org.nz. If you take your smart device, your cell phone, your laptop, your desktop, or whatever, your tablet, and you go to your search engine and you type in www.radiohawkesbay.org.nz and click, our website comes up, our homepage will come up. Now, from there, you can get all the information you need about this radio station. You will notice on the page as it comes up, right at the top, it says Listen Live. If you click on that, you can hear anything and everything that is being broadcast by Radio Hawke's Bay at the time you click and open that. It's full of information. Our schedule is on there. What programs are on, what time, on what day of the week. You can learn about the broadcasters. You can learn about the permanent staff behind the scenes who keep us moving and moving along quite happily. You also will find we have a podcast side to this. If you have a favorite program and for some reason you missed that program, say this week, because you had to go to the doctor's or hospital or whatever, you can go to that website, look up the podcasts, and you can find the program you listen to. Not only that, you can find the actual episode you missed. You can click on that and you can hear it. Simple as that. Now, having said that about Radio Hawke's Bay, remember we are a community access media station. We are not a commercial station. You will not hear in the program, you won't hear many ads, I'll tell you that. We are funded in part by New Zealand On Air. And, of course, we do have people who support us financially. And we're here 30 years. And I think we're here to stay. Now, I mentioned broadcasters. We always need new broadcasters, folks, because some broadcasters come to the end of what they want to do or what they can do, and we're always asking for new broadcasters to come on board. Now, we put out about 100 shows a week, and we've got about 90 broadcasters. Now, if you have something, you, your club, your organization, has something that you feel our listening audience worldwide might be interested in, I'm going to give you a phone number to ring. So you've got a quick few seconds to go and get something to write on and something to write with. You can get something to write with if you want to write this on the back of your hand. So I'm going to give you this phone number. I'll say it slowly. The phone number you ring is, in this local area, 06-878-8710. I'll say it again. 06-878-8710. Ring that number. Talk to one of the staff and say, hey, I've got a great idea for a program. And you'll be invited in, and you can then talk to the dream team here and say, this is my idea. And who knows, you could be the next new broadcaster on Radio Hawke's Bay. Full training will be given. You don't have to do a live program. I prefer to do it live. But many of our broadcasters record their particular programs. So, you know, you don't have to go live. You can record a program. So there, that's all you need to know at this stage. So go and bring that number and say, yeah, I've got a great idea for a program. It doesn't matter if it's musical or non-musical. You can still bring it to the station, okay? Good. It is now 11:16 a.m. on October the 31st, 2025. And you are listening to this live program of Easy Jazz with me, John Ribman. And beside me on the desk here, I have a bottle of Linctus because I've been suffering with one of these chesty coughs. And this particular Linctus, it's a mixture of different herbs. And so far, touch wood, I haven't coughed any at all during the time I've been speaking. But I do when I'm not speaking, and I can take a sip of this wonderful Linctus. Right, let's go on then. The Modern Jazz Quartet, also known as the MJQ, it was a jazz combo established in 1952. And they played music that was influenced by classical, cool jazz, blues, and bebop. Now, the quartet consisted of John Lewis on piano, Milt Jackson on vibes, Percy Heath on double bass, and various drummers. Most notably, they had Kenny Clarke from 1952 to 1955, and then Connie Kay took over from 1955, and he remained with the quartet until 1994. Here's a recording they did in 1953. And this is the ones where Kenny Clarke was on the drums. So here is the Modern Jazz Quartet, 1953, with their arrangement of the Vernon Duke tune, Autumn in New York. A little bit of a pause before it starts. Thank you. The tune was written by Vernon Duke. The tune is called Autumn in New York. Vernon Duke wrote that. He didn't have – nobody said, can you write a song about New York? He just decided one day to sit down and write the music and the lyrics for a tune he called Autumn in New York. And he wasn't even in New York at the time he wrote it. But that was played for us by the Modern Jazz Quartet. And that recording came from 1953. And I'll just tell you who the musicians were again. John Lewis, piano, Milt Jackson, vibraphone, Percy Heath, double bass, and Kenny Clark on the drums. Now, I'm going to play another track by the Modern Jazz Quartet. This one's got a more up-tempo vibe. This one's from 1956, and the drummer on this one is Connie Kay. Now, people think Connie Kay is a lady. No. No, it's a bloke. Connie, real name, Constantin. Connie Kay on the drums. The tune was written in 1941 by Gene DePaul and Patricia Johnson and Don Ray. And the tune made a huge hit by George Shearing. George Shearing, back in 1947. Is called I'll Remember April by the Modern Jazz Quartet. Bit of a break. Here it comes. Thank you. Yes, that was the Modern Jazz Quartet with a 1956 recording of I'll Remember April, a tune that was written in 1941. And that was a little more up-tempo than the first one I played, where the MJQ did a nice laid-back version of Autumn in New York. I was actually thinking last night, actually, about a place that used to be on the Marine Parade in Napier, and it was called the Take Five Restaurant and Jazz Bar. So it was in one of the old buildings along there, one of the Six Sisters. And it was a restaurant, so you could come in and order very fine meals. But it was also a jazz bar, so you could come in and you could go to the bar and order a drink and listen to the music. Now, I first got involved in the Take Five Restaurant and Jazz Bar in 2004 with John Mulaney, the late John Mulaney, on piano, and Dave Kitt, the late Dave Kitt, on bass. And I actually played with either a trio or quartet in Take Five Restaurant Jazz Bar from 2004 until 2011, a long time, 2011. And during that time, I had some great people, great pianists like John Mulaney, Dave Jenkins, Warren Sang, Steve Miller, also from Whangarei. We had Lou Bob came in and played with us. Different bass players, Dave Kitt, mainly the late Fred Gervin. And if we needed a drummer, it was invariably the late Gavin Mather. And the thing I liked about being in that particular place was we would get a lot of music students who were studying at EIT who would come in, and they'd come in and sit and listen. And I would always say, do any one of you want to come and play the piano or sing or whatever? And we used to have some really good kids would come. A lot of the girls, believe it or not, always say, can I come and play Take Five by Dave Brubeck's Take Five? And I remember we had a very, very young lady from South Korea who is a phenomenal pianist. And she did, every time she came in, can I play Take Five? And she did. But anyway, that closed down in 2012, and nothing like it has ever reappeared in the whole of Hawke's Bay. Anyway, get on with it, John. Okay, from the mad toe-tapping of the MJQ on I'll Remember April, this is more of a laid-back number. Firefly was the 1981 debut Concord jazz album for an American lady jazz guitarist, sadly no longer with us, and she was called Emily Remler. And like many musicians, she got into the drugs, and it was while she was in Australia about to start a tour, she took an overdose and died, unfortunately. Now, on this Firefly album of hers, she had the great Hank Jones on piano, Bob Mays on the bass, and Jake Hanna on the drums. And would you please enjoy the performance from these four great musicians as they play for us a tune written by that fantastic, unforgettable American jazz guitarist, Wes Montgomery. The tune is called Movin' Along. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
That recording was called Moving Along. It was written originally by the American guitarist Wes Montgomery, but played there on that track that you heard by the late American jazz guitarist Emily Remler, with Hank Jones on piano, Bob Mays on bass, and Jake Hanna on the drums. Recording made in 1981 for Concord Jazz, and the album is called Firefly. And, well, I mean, you know, if you know your jazz guitarists, you'll know that Wes Montgomery wrote that tune, because the back end of that particular play, Emily was playing what Wes Montgomery was famous for. She was playing octaves, and that was a particular thing that Wes Montgomery did that no one else was doing at the time. But she was only 32 when she died, you know. What a shame. What time have we got now? 11:39 a.m. on this Friday, the 31st of October, 2025. The trumpeter and composer and bandleader Thad Jones, T-H-A-D, Thad Jones, wrote a tune called Backbone. And here, coming up for you right now, is a live recording he made of the tune with his big band in 1979. And I'll just let you know, when you hear the piano, the pianist is a French, or was, a French pianist and big band leader called Claude Bolling. Just to let you know that this French pianist played with Thad Jones on this track. So, 1979, Thad Jones and his band, Claude Bolling on the piano with this tune called Backbone. We'll be right back. There's nothing quite like a live big band, is there? And that was the big band of the trumpeter and band leader and composer Thad Jones, a tune he called Backbone, and a live recording he did of the tune with his band in 1979. Pretty good, eh? I particularly liked the sax section on that. That was a really nice, mind you, every section of the band was great, but I just thought the sax section was, you know, pretty outstanding. Well done. Wonderful. Marvellous that you should care for me. Okay, The Swing Sessions 2 is the fourth Columbia Records album from an Australian singer and actor called David Campbell. It was released in October 2007, and it followed another album that David Campbell did in the year before called Swing Sessions Number 1. Now, on this track, David Campbell is going to sing two songs for us, both written by the American singer, composer, and bandleader Louis Prima in 1956. So here's the Australian David Campbell singing for us two Louis Prima songs. One's called Just a Gigolo, and the second one is I Ain't Got Nobody. Come on, young man, David Campbell, sing for us.
I'm just a gigolo, everywhere I go, people know the part I'm playing. Pay for every dance, selling cheap romance, ooh, what they're saying. There will come a day when youth will pass away. What will they say about me? When the end comes, I know they'll say just a gigolo. Life goes on without me. I'm just a gigolo, everywhere I go, people they know the part I'm playing. I pay for every dance, selling sweet romance. Oh, oh, they're saying there will come a day when youth will pass away. What will they say about me? When the end comes, I know they'll say just a gigolo. Life goes on without me, 'cause I ain't got nobody. Nobody cares for me. Nobody, nobody cares for me. Want some pretty mama, come and take a chance with me, 'cause I ain't so bad. When I see her love song, all the time, I'll be on the beat, baby, I'll be on the beat. Bop, boozley, boozley, bop, city bop. I ain't got nobody. For me, nobody, somebody, somebody save me. Take a chance with me, 'cause I ain't so bad. When I sing you a love song, all of the time, baby, I'll be on the beat, I'll be on the beat. With a long tall mama, come on, she ain't got nobody. I'm rolling.
for me. Nobody cares for old me. Oh yeah.
A live recording made by the Australian singer and actor David Campbell, and that track came from his fourth Columbia Records album, which is called The Swing Sessions 2. And that was released in October 2007. And David sang two songs written by the great Louis Prima, Just a Gigolo and I Ain't Got Nobody. Didn't he do well? Mind you, on the actual album itself, I mean, he's got Witchcraft, Perhaps, you know, Lazy River, Route 66, I've Got a Crush on You, great song. Just a Gigolo, we've done that one. Begin to Begin, that old Black Magic, Summer Wind, some great, great tracks on that session too, folks. Okay, so what time is it? Oh, my God, it's 11:55. So we haven't got long left now. I was going to say to you that I have said a couple of times that myself, Steve Miller and Dave Day were going to do a gig at the Terra del RSA for a club. But I got a newsletter to say that they'd actually taken a solo guitarist singer. They'd forgotten. They'd asked me to do it. Not very happy about that. But we're still on track to do Around the Piano on the 3rd of December this year at the Havelock North Function Centre. And I think it won't be in the room that's got the big Steinway grand piano in it. I think because they're expecting a lot of people, it's going to be in the Magdalenos room at the other end of the building where the Hawke's Bay Jazz Club normally perform. But we'll be there from noon till about 1 o'clock. And I've already got a list of songs and also some carols as well, seeing us just before Christmas. But there you go. Anyway, look, I will be back next week, God willing, with another nearly 2 hours of Easy Jazz at a Studio One Live. And I've said to you before, I can please some of the people all of the time, all the people some of the time. I can't please all the people all the time. But it takes me around 4 hours to put these shows together. And I do try my best every week to try to please as many people as I can. So what I want you guys to do is to take care. Be careful out there. For goodness sake, be careful. Because there's some idiots around, particularly on the road. You've seen it, haven't you, every day. Good grief. And remember to love the one that loves you because they'll love you back so much more. Let's go out with a little bit of a track from an album called Benny Goodman Today. And this is one where we've got Benny Goodman is on the clarinet, Bill McGuffey piano, Louis Stewart, jazz guitarist on guitar, Derek Watkins, British trumpeter, Lenny Bush on bass, Bob Orr on drums. And the tune they're going to play us out with is Baubles, Bangles and Beads. God bless everyone. Take care, for goodness sake. See you next week. Just a tiny little bit of the Benny Goodman group with Baubles, Bangles and Beads. See you next week. Bye for now.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.